As the ship puffed south, the weather grew warmer, and they could take off some of their stolen furs and hang them out on the crow's nest. The sea dragon followed them still. The creaking, clamping, shambolic little wreck of a machine was held together by bits of old sea rope and ancient twine. With every revolution of the pedals, the trumpet thingy seemed in trembling danger of falling off. But by some miracle, the wheels still turned, and it hadn't fallen off. Yet. Every evening, just at sundown, Norbert would summon Hiccup to his tent to read the ticking thing. There he would be, pacing up and down on the rocking deck in front of his maps all spread out on the bearskin tablecloth, and as the days went on, he grew more and more impatient, clapping his great hands together and muttering to himself, "Nearly there now, nearly there," before Hiccup told him the reading for the day. Norbert wasn't a very patient man, and this waiting was killing him. He had a tiny replica of the American Dream 2, exquisitely made in every detail, but only about 8 centimetres high. It had a real working sail, and the writing on the side was so tiny it looked like it had been drawn by a flea. Norbert used his axe to push this boat across the surface of his great map, according to Hiccup's reading of the ticking thing, so that he could see where they might be on the Great West Ocean. Every day it drew nearer and nearer to the great landfall Norbert had drawn on it and called America, until it was now, according to the map, only a day or two's sail away, and Norbert could barely contain his excitement. Hiccup was very uneasy. He remembered what Norbert had said about how they were only safe for as long as Norbert needed him to read the ticking thing for him. Now they were so close to America. A nasty look came into Norbert's eye when it rested on Hiccup. Norbert had taken to polishing the dark side of his axe until it gleamed like ebony, whispering to it as if it were a precious pet.
"Not long now, my darling. Soon you shall be fed."
Hiccup did not like the sound of this at all, and he took the precaution of getting Kamikaze to steal them back their weapons. He had a nasty feeling they were going to need them. So there was a great knot of anxiety in Hiccup's stomach, especially as he watched the crew while they were having breakfast outside the cooking tent the next day. The hysterics were in an excitable mood, singing their songs with great gusto.
"There's land ahead, lad, land ahead, a land of milk and honey. We'll soon be off these rocking waves and rolling in the money."